Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My first year at Burning Man, I had a lot of fun. I dropped a lot of acid and I shot stuff with a gun, and it made some people nervous, but for me it was a thrill. I don't know if anyone got hurt, but nobody was killed. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My second year at Burning Man, I had a lot of sex with a lot of different ladies and one guy in a dress, and I didn't use a condom, Lord, for me it was a thrill. I think that I got herpes there, but nobody was killed. Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My third year at Burning Man, I had a big art car, and I drank a lot of whiskey, and I drove it near and far, and I drove it pretty fast, I guess, for me it was a thrill. I smashed into the man one night, but nobody was killed. Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My fourth year at Burning Man, there were tourists everywhere, and I complained to everyone, but no one seemed to care. So I cursed out Larry Harvey, for me it was a thrill. The Rangers beat me bloody then, but nobody was killed. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My fifth year at Burning Man, they wouldn't let me in. They said I was preceded by my reputation. So I spent some time in Reno, yeah, for me it was a thrill. I lost $1 million there, but nobody was killed. Reno, Nevada used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. Well, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules.
So we just had to differentiate. We're back in studio.
Hey, it's Cheap Hooch.
Oh my gosh, it's really loud.
You just never know what's going to happen in here.
I mean, I can sort of guess, but you're right. You never know for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're here in studio. We've got the new album from LA Witch
to play
in its entirety. It came out like on Thursday, maybe Wednesday.
Wow!
And but before that, we're going to hear the song that the defunct Beatles won Best Grammy Song of the Year
this year. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, but it's what happens.
Island is very worked up about this, so let's give it a listen and let's be as judgmental as possible.
I like that.
I mean, it's the Beatles. How many Grammys do they need?
All right. So let's
right. Start there. Here we go.
And if I make it through, it's all
Okay, so this is really kind of boring. I mean, it's not even as interesting as Norah Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a nice little change there, but you're right, Jenna.
It's a nice little change, but I mean, so what?
So I
mean,
I gotcha.
Like, you know, when the Beatles were making music, they were groundbreaking. They were transforming music, and this doesn't do any of that. And
it's in line with what they've done before,
I guess. But it's not even as good as, I mean, you know, their last album, Let It Be. Like, think about the songs on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not very good. It's just boring. Anyway, it won a Grammy for Best Song of the Year this year at the Grammy. Best Song of the Year this year.
I think people, you know, just have the nostalgia of the Beatles as well. And, like, it meant a lot to a lot of people. So just having a new sound from that time is going to move a lot of people, I think. And
or maybe it was just, you know, the Grammy people all want to meet Paul McCartney, so they wanted to give him the win.
Which makes you think, like, are we going to be, like, you know, traipsing out, like, every undeveloped demo that's found of any old artist? And I don't know. It does feel like a little, like, I don't know if the word opportunistic is what I'm looking for, but you know what I mean, where it's like, oh yeah, you know fix it up, edit, send it out,
let's make reuse, repackage, what is it the Smiths say. Let's just jump right into the new LA Witch
new
album.
Shit
new shit from LA Witch. They're for real.
Cheap Hooch.
Bleed. I saw the
heaven is in your eyes. I see a revelation of what could be.
Maybe I should try on some headphones.
Sure.
Oh, that's better.
Better.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So that's the new L.A. Witch
very
album.
Very cool. There was one song that got Joey's attention. He was like, that's a very holy song.
Yeah, totally.
Whole-ish.
Yeah, but it's good. And they're playing at the chapel on June 14th.
Ooh, is now a good time to do events? Or we can go into one more musical section and then come back and do some events? Unless you feel like you'd like just the whole time to play music.
Oh, no, totally I think cool. We should totally do events. But let's... I feel like there's a set that is just like there's a new album by Orbital, so I've got a song by Orbital, new song by Sparks,
yeah,
and then there are people who come into town, so maybe we hear the kind of four songs and then go back to that
and sounds amazing.
Talk foopy,
yeah,
I like it. But yes, because we just listened to that whole record, which is spectacular. Thank you, LA Witch. They're playing at the chapel on June 14th.
Very cool. Do you have tickets?
Not yet, because we hadn't bought our tickets to France yet when it was announced. And so now we know that we can do it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little nuts doing Pride Bingo, then LA Witch, then fly to France. But
whoa, you jet setter.
It's what's happening.
You're so cool. We could talk about this later, but I'm really excited. I finally booked our tickets to Japan. So excited to be there for the Halloween Ball in Shinjuku Loft. It'll be fun. It'll be crazy.
Well, and you know, you will be the tallest people there.
I'm going to intimidate everyone. Everybody's like, the vintage shopping is so good. I'm like, you know, nothing's going to fit me, right?
Yeah.
Like, even if I was trying to buy men's clothes, I'm like, I'm too big for these.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah, I'll buy purses and sunglasses.
You can buy purses and shoes.
Hair clips.
Shoes.
I can't buy shoes.
Maybe shoes.
I got massive feet, Leland. I can't buy shoes. Maybe men's shoes. Yeah. There we go.
No, you need to go to Italy for shoes.
Because
you can...
I need to go to, like, you know, I don't know, like, Norway. Or, you know, go to Amsterdam. They're large people there, right?
Yeah, but Italy makes shoes for Europe, so they make them for everybody.
All right, perfect. You're right. Yeah. Let's go to Italy for shoes.
Let's go to Italy for shoes. All right, shall we get back to some music?
Yes, please. It's Cheap Hooch. RadioValencia.fm. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Focus your attention on a spot. And when that spot has your full and complete attention, take a deep breath. Let it out. And close your eyes. Close your eyes and relax. Relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. And relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. And allow every muscle in your body to relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. And allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper into relaxation. For just a few minutes, let your mind go blank. Think of nothing. Just listen to the sound of my voice. And relax. Relax. Pretend that I'm feeling. Consider yourself
We'll be right back.